online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. Tonight's episode is Young in Part 2, and it's the final episode of this season, or the first part of the season, I should say. We get the second half coming in August 12th. But welcome everybody. If you are watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to rate us 5 stars. I'm your host, Heather Joy Smith, and you can find me on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith, along with my lovely co-host tonight.
Hi everyone, I'm Britta Garso, and you can find me on Twitter at Britta underscore Garso.
Hey guys, I'm Carly Garso, and you can find me on Twitter at Carly underscore Garso.
All right, and like we mentioned, this is Young in Part 2, the mid-season finale, and it definitely lived up to its expectations that I think it needed to tonight. We had a lot of unanswered questions from last episode that they kind of wrapped up in a nice little bow tonight, but still left us wondering what's going to happen.
I know, but I'm just glad everyone kind of worked it out. Yes. That's all I really wanted. Not that obviously I wanted Josh and Gabby to, like, end up together, but which is only happened, but I'm just really glad that, you know, she got over it and forgave everyone because she really understood where they were coming from.
Yeah. I don't know.
I liked how this mirrored the first episode, though, with the voicemail. I thought it was, like, genius idea.
Very creative. Good writing on the part of the writers who write for this show. That was nice. I loved hearing that little voicemail, and I can't wait to see what Josh's reaction is going to be.
No, it makes me want to cry.
I know.
Josh for life.
As that, like, scene was playing, I'm like, no.
I know, Gabby. He looked so good, and she never got to see him in his cute little top.
She looks so good. we mentioned while we were watching that Gabby and Sophia and their little outfit party dresses, they look so cute.
They look so pretty.
Like, ready to go. I was, like, so excited for everybody. And
Sophia
then
still should have went to the party. Maybe she did. I guess we
don't
know.
We don't know.
The last thing we saw was Sophia, but she said Gabby's been gone for 2 days.
Right.
We don't know what everyone else has been doing in those 2 days.
Exactly. So let's rewind to the beginning of this episode where we have Josh and Cooper both fighting once again over Gabby. They both show up to her apartment and kind of want to ask for her forgiveness. And she's like, no, get out. And then they start, like, I don't even know what kind of fighting this is, but
pretty pathetic fighting.
Pretty pathetic fighting. And, like, twisting each other.
Like, that looked painful.
It looked so painful.
But also, like, super awkward.
It's like something, like, 7-year-olds do.
Yeah.
I felt like it was, like, just so immature. But I think, like, obviously at this point, they're both fighting over Gabby. They really don't care. They're just, like, want to win
her
heart.
They have nothing else to lose.
Exactly.
Really,
they
nothing.
Really don't at this point. And so, I don't know. I thought that was pretty funny.
It was
funny. You know, it didn't, like, resolve any of the issues that they had from the previous episode, but we'll get into that later. Also in this episode, Gabby decides that she's going to apply for apprenticeship with Charles Darby, who has this apprenticeship in Switzerland. So it's, like, super far.
Super far.
Like, gone for six months.
6 months is a long time.
6 months is a long time. I mean, especially with everything that's going on in her life and that's happened over just the past few weeks. Like, 6 months is a long time.
Yeah, and I'm surprised how young the chef was.
Yes,
me too. If he's, like, this world-renowned chef, you would picture, like, a Gordon Ramsay.
That's who he sounded like, too. So when I was picturing him in my mind from the phone, I was like, oh, it's like Gordon Ramsay.
Exactly. And he's got to be, like, only in his 30s.
Yeah, he looked so young.
Maybe 40, but I'm like, wow, okay.
Maybe he just looks good for his age.
Maybe. But if I were Josh, I still wouldn't want Gabby with him for 6 months.
Right?
Or on the other, what is assumed to be male chefs. It's, like, a pretty dominant, like, industry, I feel like. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, there's Julia Child, but then nowadays I feel like a lot of the famous chefs
are male. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So Josh ends up getting her a audition for this apprenticeship that she basically had zero chance in originally getting by herself. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel on that. I know in his heart he was trying to do something good, but I think in that situation and, like, predicament that he was in, it was really, like, iffy if it was going to go one way or the other.
See, at first I agreed with Gabby when she got mad, but then I thought about it, and I'm like, no, you know, that was such a nice thing for him to do, and the fact that she said, oh, you're just trying to win me back, and he's like, why would I try to push you, to be gone for
That's
6 months?
True.
So it was, like, such a selfless thing. I think Gabby kind of handled it poorly. I think she should have said, just, like, she admitted to later, but she just should have been like, thank you so much, like, I really needed this to just, because, you know, everything is about who you know.
Right.
And she probably is the best, mm-hmm. but if she didn't get the opportunity, she wouldn't have been able to prove herself.
Plus, so, it's just, like he said, I just got you the audition. Like, now it's up to you to do the rest.
Like, I just think she should have been really grateful for it instead of kind of blowing up, but I think she was still mad about everything else.
Yeah.
Just handled it wrong.
That's true. So she goes in and gets this audition and pretty much bombs the audition. her sauce is like, not coming out at all compared to everybody else's shush.
Pretty sauce.
It was such pretty. I love the fact, though, that she's like, well, I'm going to take 2 hours to look up what that is.
Yeah, to translate
it. Yeah, I was like, I have no idea what that is either.
I still don't know what it is.
I still don't
it
even
some
know.
Meat?
Yeah, some kind
cow.
Of sauce.
He said cow.
Cow,
some
yeah.
beef.
Yeah, I don't know. Let us know if you guys know what that was.
Yes, please.
It looked good.
It looked good. Mm-hmm. No clue what it is. But she really fails this test, and she's the first one that's, like, booted out. And I'm glad in her mind she was like, okay, I gotta think quick. What can I do to redeem myself and get back on his good graces? And her speaking, I believe it was with Sophia, you know, thinking like, okay, I need to go prove to him that I'm not a screw up. I can cook this. And I love that she did that. Like,
yeah. Well, she said it was because of Cooper.
Right.
Yeah, because Cooper, like,
but
redeemed
we can
himself.
Just not talk about him in
I know,
okay
I know.
That.
But I'm.
Have you guys noticed I haven't spoken about Cooper at all? Because I can't stand him.
I know. What made me mad about their conversation was I'm really glad he apologized and everything and was like, I'm okay with not, like, being with you, but I want you to know that the person that I was in the karaoke bar isn't who I am. But we've seen him act that way on numerous occasions, so it kind of is who he
is.
Exactly.
And I'm really glad that, I mean, I didn't want them to have Cooper, have her give him another chance, but I'm glad, like, they resolved everything. But I don't know, like, you know, sometimes when you apologize, they can forgive you for the situation, but she sees him in a totally different light now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I really don't want to say this, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I appreciate Cooper being so sincere in the moment and saying what he said to her. But at the same time, I was like, shut up and get out.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, like, I wanted him to leave, too. I actually didn't think he would come back.
I didn't either.
His stuff and was there.
I know. You could throw it out the window.
I know. That's true.
I was like, no. Cooper's back. That means they're going to get back together.
And I was worried. I was real worried.
And then, like, when he kissed her on the forehead, I thought he was actually going to, like, kiss her, and I was like, no, stop,
which
just
I think
go.
Forehead kisses are, like, really sweet.
It was
so
sweet.
It was sweet.
And then with, like, the whole whipped cream
it
or
was, like,
frosting. It was so cute. I was like, just leave. I can't take this. Just leave.
I was with you.
I'm not a team.
I'm glad he's gone,
Cooper,
for sure.
At all. Do we really know if he's gone, though?
We don't need you coming back.
He might get a job in Switzerland now.
Oh, that's something he would do.
It is. He's kind of crazy.
You're up here, and I'm down here. I'm like, yeah, Cooper, you're just down
there. You're, like, way down there, Cooper, and Gabby's, like, way up here. She's, like, a 10, and you're, like, a 1.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
It's so sad because I've always loved Jesse McCartney. And
I love J-Mac.
I do too. That's the thing. I love Jesse McCartney, but he's just ruined this character. I just hate Cooper.
I love the name Cooper.
I know.
There's like nothing else.
There was so much hope for
there
him.
There was so much. We all thought, oh my God, this is going to be great. Jesse McCartney's going to be on the show. And it's just, he's did some good acting for us all to hate him.
Secretly love him just because he's Jesse McCartney. No, I guess I hate Cooper, but I just love Jesse McCartney.
So I trolled Facebook the other day because I wanted to know if it was just us on Team Josh.
Yeah.
And so ABC Family's Young and Hungry Facebook page did like a poll, and I was like, Are you team Cooper? Are you team Josh? And 99.9% of people were team Josh, and I was
Michelle.
Yeah, that 0.1% was Michelle.
Michelle voting over. I looked at you and like people were like, I hate Cooper. Yes. Cooper needs to leave.
I was so happy. I was like, thank goodness everybody else is on our side. Because I would feel really bad if the people watching actually liked
these
him.
Girls gotta come.
They were like, oh, the Young and Hungry panel is so off base right now. But I'm glad you all agree with
us. Yeah, seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Truly, Team Josh for life.
Yes.
You know, he's so cute.
He's so cute. And he had so many cute moments in this episode because he really, really, really wants Gabby back. And I love that he is, like, embracing his love for her and really...
And I really like his approach.
Yes.
I think it's so mature of him because, you know, he's always trying to, like, cover it up or he's not, like, a man about his feelings. Mm-hmm. And now he's, like, telling her over and over, like, you know, he wants to be with her. And the fact that he asked her out on a date is like, melted my heart.
And it had to have been so hard for him.
Yeah. Right.
And it is, like, it's just a date. And it's, like, such baby steps.
But he's right. He's like, mm-hmm. It's the only thing we haven't done.
Right.
Like,
which is so awkward.
I know. They've been through so much. But, like, they haven't gone on a date.
Yeah.
So it was just, I was so proud of him.
Do you want to know my favorite part?
Yes. It's
when she was on the voicemail when she said something, like, at the end, I hope you'll support me and be there for me like you always are.
Aww.
Because he is.
He really is. He is so Team Gabby all the time.
Even though she might not want to believe it, he's basically already her boyfriend.
He pretty much is.
I think the test, we can talk about this later, but will be, like, him not dating anyone else for those 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. I mean, I guess we can get into that if we want to talk about it. So we have 6 months now. Mm-hmm. Not really 6 months, but 6 months in the show that Gabby's going to be gone. And between now and August for us, August's episode, remind me again what it was.
Young and Gabby Gets Her Job Back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the episode name. So... she obviously had to quit to go for these 6 months.
Which she did.
Which
I mean, she technically
she pretty much already did quit.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he hires somebody in between.
He has to. 6 months without a chef when he's had one for like a year or so.
Yeah, but he could be so like sad that she's gone and not want to replace her.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
That's true. Just on a personal like need basis.
Well,
no one needs a chef.
No one needs a chef.
My thing is I almost think she's gonna come back early because like Gabby tries to get her job back, like I feel like she's gonna come back and ask for her job back. Like she might be there and like just
maybe like, she like royally screws
it.
Up.
Yeah, or she screws up and they just tell her to leave.
Mm-hmm. Which she screws up every single other thing, so, which we love about her. But she does. So I'm curious, how that's going to play out come August for us and how they bring it back into the storyline that she comes back. Because obviously she has to come back and work for Josh.
Yeah.
The show would not be the show without that.
Mm-hmm. And also wouldn't be the show without Gabby's, like, strong female personality.
Right.
That's why I was really happy with her decision, because the show started because she was, like, this food, like, well, she was a chef with, like, a dream, and she did lose track of that, so I was really happy that she got back on track. I just wish she would have gotten to
Josh
before.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it were you guys, like, what would you do? Would you take the job or Josh?
The job.
The job.
I would take the job. I would take the job, too. Like, I just feel like...
Plus, you know they're going to have sex in part two of the season. It's just going to happen. That's true.
But you're right. Josh will be there when she gets back. It's only 6 months. I wish she would have said goodbye to him. But I understand her reasoning that if she were in that situation, she might not be able to go.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was a good idea on her part. But, I don't know. I'm like, I feel like this show is constantly throwing us off. So we can make these predictions, but I feel like the way they're going to get back into it is going to be so unique. Like, we're not going to be able to guess.
That's true. Do you guys think that either one of them is going to be over the other one when she gets back?
I really hope the show doesn't do that.
No,
I don't think so either. I think Josh will, like, continue to try to get her back. I think this is, like, it for him. Like, he's over all the other
girls. Yeah, I think so, too.
But I don't know. Maybe she might be tough about it.
Wonder if she meets some Swiss hottie.
That would be so, like, friends of them. Like, when Ross went to wherever and met Julie. No, that can't happen.
It can't. Okay, so let's get into some real predictions here. That was a little delayed.
Come on, dramatic pause.
I was like, where's the music? Do I just start talking? Thank you, Stephen.
What if we did dramatic pauses in real life?
Hold on. Go ahead.
Some people do. They're weird.
They're called slow talkers. It's not a dramatic pause.
Okay. So let's do a prediction of what we think is going to happen in Switzerland. Okay. They may never even show footage from Switzerland, so we can just pretend.
Yeah, but I hope they do.
I don't think they will.
I don't know. It'd be fun.
I wish we had one episode, like, in between.
Yeah.
No.
Me too.
Okay. So what do you think is going to happen in Switzerland? Because she'll probably tell Josh what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what happens when she gets back?
Okay. Switzerland, I do think she's, like I said, there's going to be a lot of males there. Mm-hmm. So she's going to meet people. I don't know if she, like, maybe will hook up with someone to, like, deal with missing Josh. You know, it might be something Gabby would do.
It's definitely something she would do.
Yeah.
But also, like, I hope that they talk when she's gone, but I almost think that they won't just because... Like, on the voicemail message, she said, I'm sorry we didn't get her a second chance. So maybe she, like, really actually just feels like she needs to get over it.
Hmm. I mean, that threw me off, too, like, a lot. Because I'm like, why is she just giving up right now, like, after everything? Yeah, so I'm hoping they do have conversations, like, while she's gone. But I definitely see her hooking up with someone in Switzerland. But I don't know if Josh could really be mad at her for that. Because she's been gone for so long, they're not technically together. It doesn't mean she doesn't have feelings for him. So I think it might happen and kind of be, like, a setback and kind of make him, like, a little nervous. But I ultimately think when she does come back that they will kind of pick up where they left off.
Well, we know she's not going to be mad at him or wanting to stay away from him because she tries to get her job back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But does she still love him?
Okay. I don't think she's going to find a little romance in Switzerland. I think she's going to go in focused. But I think she's going to screw it up somehow.
Yeah,
because
I do, too.
That's totally Gabby fashion to screw it up.
Definitely.
And I feel like she's going to come home before the 6 months is up. And she's going to have to go to Josh and say, I screwed this up, but can I get my job back?
Do you think, what if he uses it as, like, leverage? Like, you can't have your job back until you go on a date with me.
Oh, I can see him doing that.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Done. That's it.
I pretty did a New Girl finale, so I hope I'm right about this one.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
That has to happen.
Something Josh would do.
Such a power move of him, but he would totally do it.
He would totally do it.
Yeah.
And she will go on a date with him because she wants her job back. And she's gonna fall in love with him on that date.
I'm so excited for it.
I wish it wasn't gone for 2 months.
I know. Ugh, this is gonna be like the longest couple of months now.
It's seriously my favorite show on television right now.
It's so good. So cute. I love it. I hope you guys loved it as much as we did. Make sure to tweet us all of your thoughts. And let us know if you guys are still on Team Josh or Team Cooper after tonight's episode and what your predictions are for the next half of this season. And tweet us. Let us know. Where can they find you guys on Twitter?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carly_Garza.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Britta_Garza.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We will see you for Young and Hungry back April 12th. But you can see us on AfterBuzz all the time, you guys. But we'll see you August. Sorry, August 12th. Oh, my gosh. I could not wait till April 12th. August 12th. That would be way too long. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.